Dr. Clara Yu and Professor Miriam Carlisle. We'll start with Dr. Yu.
I think it's a great question because it forces us to focus on the learner where we should focus. But it's not an easy question because there are different technologies and different requirements, and we also have to set these in the context of the student's own learning style and different learning environments. We've been working with over 700 faculty members and technologists and their students over the past 6-7 years, and we've done extensive formal surveys and more informal interviews and conversations, and we have some insights into what the learners have said to us. Basically, the learners nowadays really want to be, I want to use Brian Alexander's word, empowered. They feel that they can take charge in the learning process. They like inquiry-based learning. They like the possibility of exploring in areas of their own interest and relevance. They also like to be able to interact with peers and mentors alike on a different basis, on a different role playing, so to speak. And as a result, we have seen some very astonishing results. When was the last time when the class ends at the end of the semester and the students say, we don't want to go, let's continue this. We want to discuss this. We want to continue this. I don't want to hand in my paper or e-portfolio. I want to continue to work on this for the rest of my career at a college or university. When was the last time a faculty member would say, I'm really excited to be a learner again because now I'm working with my students and technologists and I can learn without shame or fear, and not only that, but our roles completely change because now I regard my students from day one as junior colleagues in my discipline, and we learn along. I think these are the transformative trends that we're seeing about learning, because learning is not only for the students, but for everybody in our community.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Professor Carlisle.
Well, I'd like to pick up on the idea of collaboration and the opportunities for collaboration that computers can provide for us, and actually give a specific example of a web-based course that was run this year by the Associated Colleges of the South in cooperation with the Mellon Foundation. And this was basically a virtual classics department, a course at an advanced level of Latin literature in which 7 colleges participated and offered a material that none of the individual colleges would have been able to offer on their own. So it was the course had traditional on-campus class meetings weekly, but also 2 hours a week online of live broadcast lectures and online discussion. Assignments and exams were submitted online and evaluated by various faculty at other campuses, and students had the opportunity to read and to respond to each other's work as well. The lectures that were broadcast every week were given by the faculty who are participating, but also guest expert lectures from around the world. And so we had the opportunity to have an archaeologist, an ancient philosopher, a linguist, a cultural anthropologist, religion, and so forth. And none of the individual schools or departments could have provided this expertise. And the course evaluations indicated that was the number one favorite element of the course for the students, was the opportunity to hear so many different styles and areas. So the advantages of this kind of model for any area of the humanities, or I think probably any area at all, is that among other things that it allows small departments to provide depth and variety in a curriculum that they couldn't otherwise do. It allows faculty in small departments to enjoy stimulating and supportive collegiality that they wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity for. And it allows small schools or schools with fewer resources and technology to benefit from schools who have who have more expertise. And a great deal of that sharing goes on so that you have someone to bring you along and help you learn to use the tools that are available. And the evaluations were, for both students and faculty, were very positive in those areas. That isn't to say that there aren't things that need to be worked out, timing and so forth, and technology problems do arise, but the potential is tremendous for a positive result. Mm-hmm.